It still has not confirmed the deaths, but officials say 8 CIA employees were killed and as many as 8 more wounded. The bomber apparently just walked up to them on the base and detonated his suicide vest. What he was doing on the base, how he got on the base, whether he was deliberately targeting the CIA or just out to kill Americans are among the many things still under investigation.
Well, this is the day President Obama has ordered a preliminary report on his desk dealing with the Christmas Day attempt to blow up a U.S. airliner. Here's CBS's Peter Mayer.
Senior officials say President Obama wants the initial reports today because of the urgent need to prevent another potentially catastrophic intelligence failure. Counterterror officials told CBS News the intelligence community had many clues about Al-Qaeda's plans for a so-called Christmas surprise and concerns about a man known as the Nigerian. Former intelligence officer Joseph Cuellar sees no excuse for the failure to connect the dots.
Well, they had information that an analyst could have quickly put together and said, well, something's wrong here.
So wrong that the president has labeled it a systemic and human failure. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
I'm Peter King reporting live. Airline executives are trying to figure out how to balance passenger safety versus convenience in the wake of the attempted attack. Their biggest challenge is that security has to be unpredictable to work, but they're worried that that uncertainty could make people decide not to fly. One executive tells the New York Times that carriers are more concerned about losing passengers over inconvenience than fear. So how will they try to win you back? Several airlines have already started cutting fares. Nick?
Well, despite a forecast of rain, sleet, and snow tonight, a huge crowd is expected to jam New York City's Times Square for the annual New Year's Eve festivities. And Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says his people will be providing very tight security.
Garages will be searched for any potential for the bombs. We'll have biological detection equipment. We'll have decontamination facilities there. We'll have our counter-sniper teams in place.
Now, the Indonesian resort island of Bali has been targeted by extremists before in this decade. Bomb blasts at popular bars in 2002 and 2005 left more than 200 people dead. The U.S. Embassy is quoting Bali's governor as saying the island could be faced with a New Year's Eve attack, but the governor is denying it. A deadly outburst at a Helsinki, Finland shopping mall as a gunman kills 4. One report says his ex-wife has also been found dead, and there is late word that Finnish police say they have found another body and they believe it to be that of the gunman. One of the country's leading conservative radio talk show hosts is in the hospital.
There'll be no special bilingual programs in the schools with the Limbaugh laws, no special ballots for elections. No
aides say Rush Limbaugh is resting comfortably in a Honolulu hospital where he was taken yesterday with chest pains. He's been vacationing in Hawaii. And 2010 has already arrived on the other side of the planet. Celebrating with revelers in the streets of Auckland, New Zealand. Time on the Thursday edition of the CBS World News Roundup is 4 past the hour.
Take out the rubbish, scrub down the floor, my aching joints don't jump no more.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. An Arapahoe County judge says the Canamart Medical Marijuana Dispensary in Centennial can reopen. The city argued that Canamart violated federal laws, but the judge says federal law doesn't trump the Colorado Constitution. Attorney Robert Hoban represented marijuana patients and Canamart.
What we're looking at, most importantly, is that a city cannot ban this type of use. It can zone it, but it can't ban it.
And it looks like the use of zoning laws could be the next step for the city. It says Canamart's business does not fit the zoning for its current location. One man is dead. Another has life-threatening injuries after a shooting yesterday morning in Thornton. Happened about 10:30 in the 8300 block of Delaware at Fowler Software. This witness spoke to our partners at 9 News.
It looked like a parade coming down the street. There must have been at least 30 SWAT members.
The owner of the business, Rex Fowler, is reported to be in critical condition. It's not clear what his relationship was with the dead man or what led to the shooting. In sports, the Avs beat Ottawa last night 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. But outside the metro, you're going to find some slick spots on I-25 over Manya Pass, as well as along I-70 at those higher elevations, pretty much between the Eisenhower Tunnel to west of Vail. Chain laws are in effect for the big rigs over Loveland Pass. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 30s today, as well as sunny skies. Getting chilly in the overnight, clouds rolling in and a low dropping to 15. Currently, it is 19. I'm Todd Parker. Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's something inside of us that is totally unique. We all have our own groove. Welcome to our groove. What's yours? Find it on Broadway at Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Radio talk show host Bill Preston.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball. All right, everybody. Hour three of the Bill Press Show starts now. I am Radical Russ Belville, your Red State refugee, coming to you from the free speech zone we call America in the upper left corner, a beautiful green place called Portland, Oregon. Coming to you from the studios of AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station. Glad to be here, filling in the last hour of the Bill Press Show for the 2000s. And on the phone call, on the phones right now at 866-55-PRESS, we've got Vince in Philadelphia. Vince, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Russ, how are you today?
I'm doing great. And as we move forward here into the new decade, you've got some questions you wanted to ask, so go right ahead.
Yeah, I've come with peace offerings from the conservative side of the ideology aisle.
Glad to have you.
I'm just concerned going into the new year. I've seen what we've done and how we've pretty much gotten along in the past year, and I want it to get better.
Yeah.
I think that I'm worried. I'm scared. I have a lot of doubts and concerns if we ever will get along. Probably not. But it would be nice if we could come to some terms, I guess. The problem I see is that I just don't see the battle of getting any better because we have very core ideological differences. I mean, would you agree?
Well, you know, there's a lot of core things that we disagree with, whether we're liberal, progressive, or, you know, conservative. I'm originally from Idaho, and I visit my folks back there all the time, and I've got a lot of relatives and friends back there still who are also still on the conservative side of the fence. So I thought about it, and I thought about some things we could go forward together on in the teen decade, the 2010s here, some things that I think we could both agree on, and I'll run this by you and see if you agree with me on this. Number one, a need for some sort of meaningful campaign finance reform. Do you think that's something that both the conservatives and liberals can get together on, at least in concept?
Certainly. Yeah. I think there's a lot of ideas that get lost in the political game that we actually probably agree on.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be one of them. Another one, going back to respecting our civil liberties and making sure that we follow the rule of law. We see so many cases, you know, like, for example, the Scooter Libby case that happened where, you know, he gets away with, you know, what he got away with and so on. Do you think that's something that we could collaborate on, maybe holding people accountable?
Surely, and I guess my offering from the conservative side is to come to you saying that we don't speak for the former President Bush.
Good.
That's what I would like to say. He doesn't represent us, and we definitely don't want him carrying the flag. He doesn't help our cause whatsoever.
That's good to hear. How about Rush Limbaugh, who's in the hospital right now? You know, a lot of people are saying he's like the definitive head of the party now. Do you think he does more harm than good to your side?
I think he's misunderstood, and I think it's unfortunate. I think he does more harm. I'd agree with you, and that's just because of the way he's portrayed. I think there's not many people know much about him. And I've asked people about him, you know, what do you know about him? They've pretty much heard the negative things about him.
Yeah.
I don't think from a PR standpoint, he does very much good, though, to answer your question.
Well,
but I think if people listen to him more, I mean, I think his ideas are pretty much conservative based and relatively benign, I would say.
Let's, well, I'm going to move on from that because I don't think they're as benign, but a couple other things
yeah,
I
and
think...
And I know we would disagree on that.
Yeah, yeah. a couple other things I think that both sides can agree upon. At least, I mean, when I talk about this, I'm talking about at the level of people, right? You and me, you know, liberal yeah. or conservative, not necessarily on Washington, but I think all of us down here, us little people, could agree with the need to improve our intelligence gathering capabilities, especially in light of this latest terrorist incident in Detroit.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think how I would answer that question is, and we really get to the core of our disagreement, is that is the constitutional barriers. You brought up civil liberties, for instance.
Yeah.
And I think the interpretation, your interpretation of the Constitution and my interpretation of the Constitution is probably, and where that line is and how the government can do things to us or for us mm-hmm. based on the Constitution, I think that's really the fundamental difference in how we will disagree going forward.
Well, how do you mean? Like, are you saying, like, you guys feel like it's okay to suspend the Constitution when we're talking about foreign suspected terrorists?
No, not at all. I would say the opposite. I don't
okay.
think, I, for instance, I'm pretty much against a lot of the screening and things. As mm-hmm. a conservative, as a more libertarian conservative, I'm against
yeah.
a lot of these abridging of my freedoms and my
yeah.
civil rights and my constitutional rights. I mean, I may be a little far-stretched libertarian in the sense that I say that you enter an airplane at your own risk.
Yeah.
I don't want to be searched. If I go to board an airplane and I don't want my bag checked, I should have the freedom to walk away from that plane.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
don't have that. So, like I said, we're both saying that we're on the side of the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
but one of us isn't. And I think that's where the dangerous difference is, too, and that's where I see the divide becoming really a big issue going forward, is that we're both pulling that document like it supports us,
mm-hmm.
but it can't. It can't. If one of us is right about what it means,
yeah.
as far as, like you said, intelligence gathering, as a conservative, I'd say that no, I'm not for the government getting into my life, tapping my phone calls,
surveillance, and all that.
Patriot Act stuff. I'm not for that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, you know, and when I go back, like I say, when I go back to Idaho and visit my friends and family back there, Idaho Republicans have a very libertarian streak to them, and they're very much against this spying and wiretapping. So I'm glad to hear that. Another area where I thought we could hope to find some common ground is in the era of climate change and dealing with the environment and our planet. What do you think as far as the conservatives on this side? Are they finally understanding that, you know, this is a perilous time for our planet? We've got to do something about carbon emissions.
Well, I think that the politics is really interfering with the. What we both seek the truth. We can agree on that. We
yeah.
want to know what is man-made. Is man activity, you know, influencing the climate?
Yeah.
Your side of the aisle would like to say that the consensus is out.
Yeah, I would say the consensus is in as far as this,
exactly.
as far as the scientists go, that yes, there is, you know, humans are causing a problem here. But even if they weren't, let's just play devil's advocate here. I always said, you know, what if it is, you know, the cow farts or the, you know, whatever the excuse they come up with for why the globe is warming. If we're contributing anything to that, shouldn't we cut back? Whether or not we can solve the problem or not, shouldn't we at least try?
Yeah, we should try, but how are we going to try? And what I'm concerned about, and this is, again, where we should be able to agree on things, is that I don't like all the money involved. I don't
yeah.
like all the corporations involved. I don't like all the politicians digging into my paycheck and disseminating it around the world. And I don't, if, put it this way, if we were going to agree on them doing it, I would at least want them to do it for a good cause.
Yeah.
And do it the right way and not pad their pockets. And we know, going back, and let's use Bush as an example, we know what happens when these guys get their hands on our money.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't trust them. And that's where, like, I start to misunderstand how we disagree on some things, because I'm thinking we're both against the evil, greedy corporations. I'm conservative. Like I said, I don't want to, I'm against all this Wall Street bailout and all this
yeah.
nonsense. And but we want to give them the opportunity to rape us even further.
Yeah.
I'm not for that. So, I agree with you that if we can, let's just say I agree with you that man does cause some kind of global warming. How are we going to fix it? I don't think Obama's trip to Copenhagen is really a good first step in that. And I don't trust them to take any more of my money and spread it around. And
well,
again, now we go to Constitution. We can
yeah.
draw all this back to the Constitution and what we think the government should be doing for us
yeah.
or can do to us.
Well, I'm really glad to take your call. Thank you so much, Vince, for that perspective, because, you know, so many times here, especially when we get into talk radio, it gets to be us against them, left versus right. We get into this dichotomous thinking, which in a lot of cases I don't think is really necessary. I think we do have more in common than we have indifference between our two sides, and that we can find some common ground, and that common ground can be found in the Constitution. Of course, there's some things that are going to have to change for that to happen. We're going to have a better educational system so the younger generations coming up can actually understand that Constitution and what it means and understand their history to see why when we violate that Constitution, when we do things like the Japanese internment in World War II or other things that were, you know, extra-constitutional, that we realize the repercussions of those sorts of things. So education is key. I also think, you know, meaningful campaign finance reform is absolutely key. We're not going to get anywhere until we can take the big money out. And the voice of the people matters as much as the voice of the well-heeled, lobbyist-filled corporations. That's definitely something that's got to change in our lifetime.
And like you said, political finance, campaign finance reform, I didn't vote for Obama. Obviously, I'm a conservative-minded person. I would not have. He raised more money in his campaign than anybody in history. Mm-hmm. I believe that to be a fact.
Yeah.
I believe it's true.
I think you're right on that. He did raise a ton of money, and he opted out of that public financing, right. And that was a big controversy during the election.
We really need, from the conservative side, obviously, we're not for him, and he's not really our guy. We need you. And if we agree on we need reform here, we need your side of the aisle to say, look, this wasn't the way you should have got elected. This wasn't the way that we want the campaign run. And don't get me wrong, it was the rules of the game at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still dirty. And
all
everybody's
right.
doing it. Your side's doing it. My side's doing it.
Yeah, how we need to get that out of our politics. And I thank you, Vince, for your call. I got to run here. We're coming up against a break. But I do appreciate that perspective. And I think the less we stop shouting at each other as liberals and conservatives, the more we start talking to each other, just like this. This is going to go a long way in the coming decades to healing our political process and making our country even better. I do love that quote of Barack Obama's when he said, "We're not the red states of America. We're not the blue states of America. We're the United States of America." I do still believe that, and I do believe that we need to come together more than we have in the past decade. Of course, it was kind of tough, you know, with George W. Bush being in office and not listening at all to the Democratic minority at the time. I remember the time when Sensenbrenner was shutting down hearings, you know, just cutting people's mics off and not allowing Rangel and other congressmen to hold hearings in the Senate chambers. They actually had, or in the House chambers, they had to go into the basement and hold hearings down there. That was the divisiveness that was fostered, and you know, you got to own up to it, conservatives. Was fostered by the conservative administration of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. We're working to repair that, but don't be surprised if our feelings were just a little hurt over the past decade regarding the lack of comity between those of us on the left and those of us on the right. I believe we can heal these divisions. I think there's a lot of talking that's going to have to happen. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I will give you my New Year's resolutions for this coming new year. And after the bottom of the hour, the top dozen things heard from the lunatic fringe on right-wing radio in the 2000s. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press. We're right back.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with Geico.
But he's the second money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. But outside the metro, you're going to find some slick spots on I-25 over Manya Pass, as well as along I-70 at those higher elevations, pretty much between the Eisenhower Tunnel to west of Vail. Chain laws are in effect for the big rigs over Loveland Pass. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 30s today, as well as sunny skies. Getting chilly in the overnight, clouds rolling in and a low dropping to 15. Currently, it is 19. I'm Todd Parker. Or AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
Rheumatoid arthritis is on the rise among women. RA can't be cured, but you can learn to control it. I am Colorado State Senator Evie Hudak. I am joining Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, to tell you that controlling RA is easier than ever. Contact your rheumatologist about early diagnosis, new treatments, exercise, and self-management techniques. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at ianproject.org.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
It's the Bill Press Show. Welcome back, everyone. 23 after the hour on the last Bill Press Show of the 2000s. We're counting down the decade of stupid, and we've got more of that coming up in the next segment. But in this short segment here, I would like to do the New Year's tradition, of the New Year's resolutions. Everybody's making their resolutions for the coming 2010 year, and I'm no different, other than the fact that my resolutions will be broadcast all across the country, and an entire nation can hold me to them. So, here we go, some of my New Year's resolutions. Number one, I want to learn to speak Spanish, at least at the level of a brain-damaged 12-year-old Mexican child. And I think this is very, very necessary for Americans to start thinking about, and that is increasing our language ability. You know, they took this out of the high schools, they took it out of our education system, the requirements that you be able to speak a second language, but I really, truly believe this is a major issue that we need to include in our education so that our young people can have a better understanding of people outside of the United States. You know, we are kind of an anomaly here in the United States, only speaking one language. Just about everybody in Europe, Latin America, and other countries speak English and their native language, and sometimes three or four other languages. And there's no reason that we can't, especially when you consider, and a lot of people don't know this, but English is the hardest language in the world to learn. I always hear that as like, oh, no, those immigrants, they should just learn English. Well, believe me, they're trying, okay? English is tough. I had a friend who was in military intelligence. And he actually had to go to the U.S. Army's language school to learn Czech, you know, the Czech language, and some Russian. And the language school has five different levels of languages based on how difficult they are. At level one, we're talking things like Spanish and French and German, same kind of alphabet. You can sound out the words. It's pretty easy to pick up. Level two, you get your more complex languages, your Czech.
Czech and your Russian, and you get foreign alphabets going in there. Level 3 gets a little tougher with your Arabic and your Hebrew. Your level 4 languages, your pictographic type languages, your Korean and Japanese and Mandarin Chinese and so on. There's only one level 5 language, English. Truly, it's the toughest language to learn. So I think we could do ourselves a little bit of favor and try to learn an easier language like Spanish, and that is going to be one of my resolutions. Another resolution, I want to learn to play saxophone at the level of a brain-damaged 12-year-old Mexican child. No, just want to learn how to play saxophone. That's just the thing for me. I've always liked saxophone. I used to play clarinet as a kid. I thought it might be kind of cool to learn sax. So if you're anywhere in the Portland, Oregon area and you hear really bad saxophone playing, that's me. Another resolution, and this one I will definitely keep, and that is to drop my registration in Oregon from the Democratic Party and sign up with the Pacific Greens. I'm doing this as a message to the Democratic Party. Now, I'm not going to vote Republican, and there'll be a ton of Democrats that I probably vote for when the election comes around, but I think they need to get the message that they are not serving their progressive and left-wing base, and the only way to do that is in numbers. When they see their numbers of registrations drop, that's going to cause them to start paying attention. You know how they always talk about courting the independents? Well, heck, if they're going to court the independents, let's become independents. Maybe they'll start listening to us. Another New Year's resolution for my own health, losing 50 pounds. I know I'm not alone in this one. A lot of folks out there battling the bulge, but I've got some health issues, and hearing about Rush Limbaugh going to the hospital makes me think twice, too, because I suffer from a lot of the same problems, one of them being this big gut. So we'll take care of that in 2010. You can call me on that in a year. Also, during this new year, 2010, I am going to resolve to find new ways daily to despise Joe Lieberman. Of all politicians out there, Joe Lieberman is number one on my list of the ones I despise. And the reason why, you could waste your time despising some of the guys on the right wing, some of the real wackaloons out there, but really, you know, that's what they believe and they're never going to change. Joe Lieberman is worse because he'll get every opportunity he can to backstab the party that put him where he is today. So every day, 365 different ways to despise Joe Lieberman. And my number one New Year's resolutions for 2010 is I'm going to try to find a way to forgive the man most responsible for this stupid decade of the 2000s. No, not George W. Bush, Al Gore. I have had a problem with Al Gore since 2000 when he did not further contest the selection of George W. Bush. When he made the dumb move of asking for a recount in Florida of just some counties and not all of the counties, leading to that stupid 5-4 decision from the Supreme Court. Al Gore, I hold you responsible. You should have fought harder for that. We should have never had to suffer through 8 years of George W. Bush. So I'll find a way to forgive him. And while I'm at it, I'll work on forgiving John Kerry for 2004 as well for not fighting harder in Ohio. It's the Bill Press Show. I'm Radical Russ, filling in for Bill Press. When we come back from the break, we are going to be covering our last list, our last look back at the decade of stupid, with the top dozen things heard from Lunatic Fringe on right-wing radio in the 2000s. Thanks for joining us, and send me an email if you want, radicalruss@gmail.com, Radical Russ on Twitter. We're right back after this.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. But outside the metro, you're going to find some slick spots on I-25 over Mania Pass, as well as along I-70 at those higher elevations, pretty much between the Eisenhower Tunnel to west of Vail. Chain laws are in effect for the big rigs over Loveland Pass. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 30s today, as well as sunny skies. Getting chilly in the overnight. Clouds rolling in and a low dropping to 15. Currently, it is 19.
I'm Colorado taxpayers get your 50% tax credit. Donate at ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com. Helps Colorado's kids with Catholic Charities Foster and Child Care. Claim your 50% tax credit beyond the standard deduction at ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com. That's ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You worked hard to get where you are. A nice house, a couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one color tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
I always check the rating and content descriptors before buying a video game, but sometimes I want more detail about a game's content. That's why I love these new rating summaries.
For more information about the ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Show. Hello, everybody. 33 after the hour. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press here on New Year's Eve, the last show of the 2000s. And all throughout this show, we've been counting down the most stupid things of this decade of stupid. But in this segment, we're going to take a little bit of a turn here to the hard right and take a look at the lunatic fringe on right-wing radio in the 2000s. And certainly the ascendancy of political talk radio on the conservative side has had a major impact on our politics and our discourse. And never will you find a more wretched layer of villainy, racism, sexism, homophobia, and Christian supremacy as what you'll hear on the right-wing radio airwaves. I'm going to give you a dozen here of the worst, most offensive, vile, crazy things that were said by right-wing radio hosts. Let's get started. Number 12 on the top dozen things heard from the lunatic fringe, Bill Cunningham talking about Obama's plans for the Jews.
Did you hear about this Khalidi tape where Obama is toasting a guy
what?
Who wants to gas and fry Jews? Don't you understand? You're into self-loathing. You and your brother are Meshuggah. This Obama guy loves the PLO. Can't you figure that out? Jews for McCain, because Obama wants to gas the Jews like the PLO wants to gas the Jews, like the Nazis gas the Jews. You got Obama introducing Arab terrorists.
Yeah, Obama wants to gas the Jews. No hyperbole there. My goodness. That's Bill Cunningham, number 12 on our list. Number 11 on our list of top dozen things heard from the Lunatic Fringe on right-wing radio, Neil Bortz. Neil Bortz has his opinions on the people who were the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
New Orleans was a welfare city, a city of parasites, a city of people who could not and had no desire to fend for themselves. You have a hurricane descending on them, and they sit on their fat asses and wait for somebody else to come rescue them.
I used to walk for the post office.
Yeah.
The people in New Orleans were waiting on their government checks. They weren't moving until they got them. That's what they were waiting on.
Listen, when these Katrina so-called refugees were scattered about the country, it was just a glorified episode of putting out the garbage.
Yeah, that's the right-wingers with their sympathy and understanding for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. You know, maybe they were waiting for their checks because they don't have any money. They're broke. They're poor. It's not like you can just up and leave a city without any cash. Come on, folks. Number 10 on our list of top dozen things from the Lunatic Fringe, this gentleman, this criminal from the Nixon administration, G. Gordon Liddy, had a caller on the line, and speaking earlier about Obama wanting to gas the Jews, they all think, of course, Obama is going to put us all in prison camps for being white.
Oh, Mr. Liddy, I'm ready to go to the concentration camp that Obama's police force. He will round me up.
Well,
because I'm a white American. How's the cooking going to be? What will they serve? Put me in the concentration camp.
Well, I think probably it's going to be ham hocks and turnip greens.
Yeah, that's comedy on the right-wing radio airwaves. Ham hocks and turnip greens at the Obama concentration camps. All right, let's move on. Number 9, top dozen things. I'm going to have to wash after this. I'm going to have to take a shower. Number 9 from the morning pair of Jim Quinn, that's Quinn, and Rose Tennant, about why if you believe in Jesus, you just can't vote for Obama.
A couple of times now I've run into people who are voting, who are Christians, and they're voting for Barack Obama. I'm going to say this. I don't think you can be a Christian and vote for Barack Obama. Okay?
Well, Barack Obama.
I'm going to say it. No, I'm going to get emails from people.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't give a rip what you send me in the email, okay? I'm not even going to answer your email. I don't think you can be a Christian and vote for Barack Obama.
Yeah, I'm sorry if the truth is politically incorrect, but Obama claims he's a Christian. Muammar Gaddafi.
When he's not being reminded, that he's a Christian, he's saying he's a Muslim. But that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. My Muslim faith.
You mean you're Christian?
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, Christians can't vote for Obama, except for the fact that Obama is Christian. That always killed me about that that campaign. On the one hand, they were coming down on him for his pastor, William Ayers, right? And then on the other hand, they were saying, well, he's not Christian, he's a Muslim. Well, which is it, right? If his pastor was a Christian pastor, you can't blame him for what was being said in the Christian church and call him a Muslim at the same time. Of course, consistency was never a strong point on the right wing. Let's go to number 8 on the list of top dozen things heard from the Lunatic Fringe. Ann Coulter, the Coultergeist, she was on the Donnie Deutsch show on CNBC talking about how the world would be better if we were just all Christians.
It would look like New York City during the Republican National Convention. And people were happy, they're Christian, they're tolerant, they defend America.
We should be Christian, it would be better if we were all Christian?
Yes.
We should all be Christian?
Yes. Would you like to come to church with me, Donnie?
So I should not be a Jew, I should be a Christian, and this should be a better
place.
Well,
you could be a practicing Jew, but you're not.
Okay, I actually am, that's not true, I really am.
It's amazing Ann Coulter even gets a call anymore to be on any shows, but there you go. We should all be Christian and everything would be just fine. Number 7 on our list of the top 10 dozen repulsive things heard from the Lunatic Fringe on right-wing radio, Lee Rogers out of KGO in San Francisco explaining why Democratic women hate Sarah Palin.
Look at these ugly skanks who make up the female leadership of the Democratic Party. I mean, my God, how many drinks it would take before you jump her bones, you know? You look at most of the headline women of the Democratic Party, you're thinking, it's got to be closing time and 5 drinks.
Apparently, he's never seen Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. All right. Number six on our list, top dozen repulsive things heard from the lunatic fringe on right-wing radio in the 2000s. Yet more sexism, this time from Chris Baker, criticizing Code Pink.
I'll tell you, though, in the speech, the best part of the speech was when those Code Pink nuts, another bunch that ought to have all their tubes tied. All right? I can't stand these Code Pink broads.
That's chicks.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. These stupid Code Pink chicks.
I hear things like this, and I wonder how any woman can register Republican and vote for these people. It just stuns me every time I hear it. And moving along that same vein, number five on our list is Rush Limbaugh talking about how women did everything. The women who are wanting Hillary Clinton to get nominated, how those women did everything feminism asked them to do.
And if they, if Hillary doesn't get it, you have to understand the mindset of a lot of these feminists and women. They think they're owed this, just like Obama's supporters think they're owed this. These women have paid their dues. They've been married two or three times. They've had two or three abortions. They've done everything that feminism asked them to do. They have cut men out of their lives. They have devoted themselves to causes and careers. And this, the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, is the culmination of all of these women's efforts.
Yeah, you can't believe in feminist causes unless you've had two or three abortions. It's kind of a requirement. It's a litmus test we have. Oh, my God. All right, moving on to our top three here of the top dozen things heard from the lunatic fringe on right-wing radio in the 2000s. Number four, actually. Excuse me, don't want to skip one. Number four, Sean Hannity speaking with Mark Levin about the National Organization of Women.
Get this, the National Organization of Liberal Women is charging that Sarah Palin, now you better sit down for this, Sarah Palin is really a man. She's more a conservative man than she is a woman on women's issues. Very disappointing.
Is that Dr. Hannity?
Dr. Levin, thank me. How am I?
It's not the National Organization of Liberal Women. It's the National Organization of Ugly Women.
Be nice.
Yeah, National Organization of Ugly Women. How do they ever get any female votes? I'll never know. We've got to take a break here in the middle of the countdown, but when we come back, we can keep going on this one? All right, let's finish it. Let's finish it out then. All right. We've got number three here on the list, Bill O'Reilly, who was shocked and amazed when he went to Harlem. He went to the restaurant Sylvia's, the famous African-American restaurant Sylvia's in Harlem, and he was stunned at the service.
And I couldn't get over the fact that there was no difference between Sylvia's restaurant and any other restaurant in New York City. I mean, it was exactly the same, even though it's run by blacks, primarily black patronship. It was the same.
Gee, I can't figure out why 90% of African Americans vote Democratic. It's a mystery to me. Number two on our list. This list would not be complete, and really, I had to pick just one out of a billion possible clips for this one. Glenn Beck, the Beckhole. When his interview with the first Muslim congressman, Ellison, from Minnesota.
Sir, prove to me that you are not working with our enemies. And I know you're not. I'm not accusing you of being an enemy, but that's the way I feel, and I think a lot of Americans will feel that way.
Yeah, prove you're not an enemy because you're Muslim. You must love the terrorists, right? Oh, my. But our number one of the top dozen most offensive, disgusting things heard from the lunatic fringe on right-wing radio in the 2000s, this guy had to be at the top of the list as far as I'm concerned, Michael Wiener Savage, on his opinion of childhood autism.
Now the illness du jour is autism. You know what autism is? I'll tell you what autism is in 99% of the cases. It's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out.
Very offensive to me is I have very good friends who are raising an autistic child, and so I took that one quite personally. Michael Savage, I don't have the words that I can say over the FCC airwaves to express how I feel about that comment. That's the top dozen things heard from the lunatic fringe on right-wing radio, so stay tuned to left-wing radio in the 2010s. You'll hear much more reasoned and intelligent discourse. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press here on the last day of 2009. We're right back after this.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546. For you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Volume is light as you're out the door this morning. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. We did expect some overnight snowfall as well, but it seems like it didn't come, so you won't have to be scraping your windows if you did leave your car outside. Speeds are hitting the 50s and 60s on I-25 to and through the tech center. 225 looking great across Aurora. Same deal on 270, where again speeds will be topping out in the 50s and 60s as you're making your way across Commerce City. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free two-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free two-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free two-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Welcome back. 48 after the hour. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press. And in our last segment, we were talking about the lunatic fringe on right-wing radio. And I mentioned how you could never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy, racism, sexism, homophobia, and Christian supremacy than what you'll find on the right-wing radio airwaves. This seems to have triggered a ripple in the force. And we are joined by Obi-Wan Kenobi himself, the ghost of the late Alec Guinness. Welcome, Sir Alec.
Hello there. Oh, don't be afraid, my little friend. Come closer.
this right-wing radio, have you ever experienced anything as evil as that? I mean, compare it to the Emperor or to Darth Vader.
The right wing of the radio dial. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
These are not the droids we're looking for, is that right?
These are not the presenters you're looking for. Move along.
Well, thank you so much, Sir Alec, for joining us here from beyond. go into the light, Sir Alec. All right. We're rounding up the 2000s here, and it's been a lot of fun here joining you on the Bill Press Show. And I want to thank everyone from Bill Press, Dan, Stevie Lee for having me here. Josh is working here early in the morning in Portland, Oregon to run the boards on this side. It sure has been a lot of fun, and if you'd like to join me, if you've liked what you've heard, you can join me starting next week on the internets, the intertubes, or as Ted Stevens would tell us, it's not a truck, it is a series of tubes. We'll be on live.normal.org for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws for a show we call Normal Show Live. It's a 60-minute talk radio show every day, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, all about marijuana, medical marijuana, legalizing marijuana, industrial hemp, and so on. And considering the movement on that issue in 2009 and what we're looking for in 2010, there's four states, people, that are looking at legalizing marijuana. California, Washington, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts all have bills in their legislature to look at the issue. And there's many more states, including New Jersey, New York, Minnesota, and so on, that are looking to legalize medical use of marijuana. We'll keep you all in touch with that at Normal Show Live, live.normal.org, if you'd like to join me. Oh, boy, winding up here for the end of the year. I hope everybody has a good New Year's holiday. And don't forget to not drink and drive, people. If you had a couple, make sure you've got a designated driver or call a taxi, take a bus, whatever you got to do. Let's stay safe. We want to have you listening to the Bill Press Show for the next few years coming on here. Of course, this evening we'll have the Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve is taking place, I believe, on ABC. Of course, Dick Clark is limited in his hosting roles anymore since his unfortunate stroke, and Ryan Seacrest from the American Idol show and the American Top 40, he'll be hosting the Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Dan, do we have the clips ready for Dick Clark? Is that okay? Here's a little bit of Ryan Seacrest talking about the upcoming show.
Well, this show is an institution because it was created by Dick and the guys that were here before him. I mean, he's maintained such a major presence in Times Square for so many years, and it's just the place to be in the show to watch.
And what does Ryan Seacrest do after the show?
I unwind by taking off my scarf, my earpiece, my microphone, and having a very cold glass of champagne, but it's not till very late in the night.
Well, a good thing we don't want Ryan Seacrest getting tipsy on the air, that's for sure. We'll be checking out all of the New Year's Eve celebrations, and I will be broadcasting live tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific, that's midnight Eastern time, covering New Year's Eve across all four time zones at live.normal.org. It's a live call-in, so if you'd like to talk to folks, we'll be coming to you live from the Cannabis Cafe in Portland, Oregon. This made a lot of headlines all across the world. If you'd like to know more about it, listen to the show, give us a call. Glad to have you there. When we come back for our last segment, I'm going to be giving you my tribute to what I consider my favorite political story of the 2000s. I'll give you a hint. It's something special for a kid from Idaho. We'll talk to you in just a minute. I'm Russ Belville. Be right back.
In a world where we make too many New Year's resolutions, there's only one worth keeping. Listening to the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony. This Wednesday through Sunday, you'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Right. Let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in the canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free two-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Press Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Radical Russ. We're going to end the day here with my tribute to my favorite political story of the 2000s. As a kid from Idaho who writes for a gay and lesbian blog, nothing could have happened that would have been any better for my career than former Idaho Senator Larry Craig getting caught in the Minneapolis bathroom.
Anywhere hitting on men, and by God, if I did, I wouldn't do it in Boise, Idaho.
I tend to spread my legs, okay, and I lower my pants so they won't slide, okay?
You're a naughty boy.
I don't do those things.
I'm not gay, and I don't cruise, and I don't hit on men.
Nasty, bad, naughty boy.
I am not gay.
Let me be clear. I am not gay.
I want the world to know. Got to let it show.
I never have been gay.
Knew me coming out.
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
I'm a fairly wide guy. I don't seek activity in bathrooms.
I was not involved in any inappropriate conduct. I overreacted and made a poor decision. I chose to plead guilty to a lesser charge in hopes of making it go away. I am not gay. Nasty, bad, naughty boy. I am not gay.
I'm not gay, and I don't cruise, and I don't hit on men.
I'm not gay. I don't do these kind of things, and it doesn't matter. I don't care about sexual preference or anything like that. If you don't mention,
I should not have kept this arrest to myself, and I should have told my family and my friends about it. I wasn't eager to share this failure, but I should have anyway, because I am not gay. Thank you very much.
What happened in Minneapolis?
Hey, what if you were gay?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one. or 5. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations. But hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dan Raviv. The government's report on new claims for unemployment benefits shows the number at its lowest since July of last year, falling by 22,000 to 432, more economists expected, one of them, Nigel Gault.
At the moment, we're seeing these claims fall pretty sharply, and it's a signal that the economy is about to start actually creating jobs instead of losing them.
Now to President Obama and the report he's getting on security failures in the Christmas attempt to blow up an airliner heading for Detroit. A White House statement is expected in Honolulu, where CBS's Peter Mayer reports.
One senior official says people at the highest levels will be held accountable for the intelligence failures. Now, while that sounds like jobs are on the line, the White House says this isn't about one person or one agency. As he deals with all the fallout from the intel breakdowns, President Obama will likely find himself refereeing the intramural finger-pointing that's already broken out among intelligence agencies, and that's the kind of friction that post-9/11 reforms were supposed to prevent.
Rush Limbaugh is also vacationing in Hawaii.
Special bilingual programs in the schools.
And he's been hospitalized at age 58, suffering chest pains. Limbaugh's website says he's resting comfortably. Murder today at a mall in Espoo, Finland. 4 shoppers were shot dead. Police now say the gunman also killed his girlfriend at her home, and he then committed suicide. The Taliban says it sent a suicide bomber who was in the Afghan army into a U.S. intelligence base. He killed 8 Americans. CBS's David Martin.
These 8 people, all of them in one way or another working for the CIA, were working out in some sort of makeshift gym when the suicide bomber just walked up to them and blew them all up.
Now, an urgent appeal by evangelist Rick Warren. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King. He's low on cash.
Well, Dan, it's been a tough year for many churches.
I began to realize this is an issue that the church has to care about.
Not even the famous ones like Rick Warren's Saddleback Church are immune from the recession. A letter on his website says last weekend's donations were less than half of what was expected. The church faces a $900,000 deficit. While many churches have cut back this year, the Chronicle of Philanthropy says 70% in their survey raised as much, if not more, cash during the first half of the year as they did in 2008. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
Snow has started falling in New York City, notable because tonight a huge crowd's expected in Times Square to see a crystal ball drop to mark the beginning of the new year. CBS's Randall Pinkston reports on the mission to keep them all safe.
In New York, that means thousands of uniformed police officers, sniper teams, radiation and biological detection equipment, and decontamination facilities just in case.
And also in New York, less than half an hour before Wall Street opens, S&P futures are up about 2 points. This is CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one or 5. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations, but hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more due power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. Through January 2nd, all tires are on sale. Buy 4 Michelin tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. Or get 4 VF Goodrich tires and receive an instant $50 Sears gift card. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Police in Thornton are still... trying to sort yesterday's shooting at a software company that left one man dead and another in critical condition. Witness Dave Etherton tells our partners at 9 News he saw the man who was hospitalized after the shooting.
He had blood coming down the side of his head, and the whole front of his shirt was completely blood. And he really didn't look like he was having too much problem walking to the ambulance. They had his hands handcuffed behind his back.
The relationship between the dead man and business owner Rex Fowler still is not known, and it's still not clear if the dead man took his own life or was shot by someone else. It's not a holiday yet, but it might as well be if you're doing business with the state of Colorado. This is another furlough day for state workers. Administrative offices are closed today. The 8 furlough days are designed to save the state $27 million. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche beat Ottawa last night 4-3. They play the Red Wings this afternoon in Detroit. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive is completely quiet. Everybody's in holiday mode. No construction to get in your way. No accidents or stalls to slow you down. I-25 is looking great, to and through the tech center. Same deal on 2 1/4 as you're making that Parker curve. So we're going to take a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, but a little bit chilly with a high of only about 36 degrees. We'll feel a little colder than that when the winds kick up. Currently, it is 14 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. It's John Turk. I'm in for David Sirota today. It'll be my last day filling in 2009, actually the whole decade. David will be back on Monday. Tomorrow we're going to run some special New Year's Day programming from 7 to 10. I think it'll be provided by Stephanie Miller, but they're giving me the day off and David the day off. That's very nice of management. Thank you very much. 303-713-7600, the number here. This may be the most random show of the year as well. And been listening to a lot of shows this morning. There's a lot of lists being read out there, and I'm not trying to copy anybody, but I've been planning on doing kind of a decade in review or a 2009 in review show today. Get your take on what you think the 2000s will be remembered for. Get some of your lists or get some of your ideas on what are some of the best things of the last decade and maybe even some of the worst things of the last decade. 303-713-7600. I also have a couple news stories that came out today. I'll throw out this first hour as well if you'd like to comment on those. That's fine by me. Or anything else we've talked about this week is open game as well at 303-713-7600. But if you'd like to have some fun today, we can do it. I got plenty of lists. I think mine are a little different than what you heard on Radical Russ, who's been filling in for Bill Press all week long. And there's lots of stuff out there. And if you go to this is where you need to start, because it's pretty interactive this morning. I put a lot of stuff up there that you can look at and comment on here at the show. I put some 2009 and decade in review items up at am760.net. Click over to David Sirota's page. And there's links to various lists and things going on from the last decade or even this year. I put links to both Rolling Stone's top 100 albums of the decade and top 100 songs of the decade. And we'll go through some of those. I'd really love to have some fun with music today and the arts. Talk about movies, the best movies of the last 10 years. And your favorite albums and songs. I mean, I was looking through the top 50 in Rolling Stone, and I maybe own like one or two of those albums. So how big of a loser am I? Also have up there Craig Silverman from KHW wrote a piece for the Huffington Post, The Decade in Denver, which is a really good piece. I also linked that on our website. 12 things that became obsolete in the 2000s. Those big honker phones, rotary phones. Who still uses rotary phones? My wife just bought one of those things, like an antique phone. Now we're looking for a place to put it. But there's 12 things that became obsolete in the 2000s. Yahoo's Decade in Review Timeline, which is really neat and interactive. It'll take you through each year, each month, and what kind of happened, the major headlines. Also linked Westward's 2009 in Review. And they talk about what happened in Colorado. And what is the biggest headline in Colorado from the last year? Trying to think about it. Would it be the appointment of Senator Michael Bennett by Governor Ritter? Or would it be Balloon Boy? which is the top Colorado headline from 2009. Also put up there Roger Ebert's top films of the decade. And I've admitted here that I'm not the biggest moviegoer, and I obviously haven't even seen most of these movies. I'll go ahead and throw out my votes right now for best movie of the decade. It's going to be between a couple different movies. I mean, they're total bipolar opposites. No Country for Old Men, one of my favorites of the last decade, as well as The Unbearable Lightness of Being. That movie changed my life. I mean, honestly, it's like once you hit that one scene there where they're sleeping in the bathroom at the train station, I mean, you like start crying there and you just do not stop until the end of the movie. But those probably are my two favorite movies of the last decade. What about you? I have Roger Ebert's list here. And honestly, I don't even know how to pronounce this first one. Maybe Erica can help me. Maybe you've heard of this one. Synecdoche, New York. Synecdoche.
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is Roger Ebert's best film of the decade. Okay, I didn't know if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. Has anybody seen it? Tell me about it. Also, his top ten anyway, The Hurt Locker, Monster, which is a good one with Charlize Theron, Juno, Me and You and Everyone We Know, Chop Shop, The Sun, The 25th Hour, Almost Famous, which is a really great film, and that was released right back at the beginning of this decade in 2000. That's that story of that 15-year-old like reporter who falls around the van. It's awesome. My Winnipeg is in his number 10. And if you look at Rolling Stone's lists, their number one movie was There Will Be Blood. Number two, Children of Men, Mulholland Drive at three, A History of Violence, four, No Country for Old Men, number five, The Incredibles, number six, seven, Brokeback Mountain, eight, The Departed, nine, Mystic River, and 10, Lord of the Rings, the trilogy. So those are some of the votes for best movies of the decade. So if you'd like to participate in this, give me your top album, top song, top movie. Biggest headline that moved us in the last decade. I also want to read this poll that I saw this morning. It's an APGFK poll, Americans Seek Silver Lining in 2010. What's the outlook for 2010? Are you hoping it's a better year? Was 2009 horrible for you? 303-713-7600. Americans predict 2010 will be a better year than this one, even if they fear that the U.S. economy and their own financial circumstances won't improve. A whopping 82% are optimistic about what the new year will bring for their families. According to the latest APGFK poll, that sunny outlook seems at odds with other findings. Nearly two-thirds think their family finances will worsen or stay about the same next year, and fewer than half think the nation's economy will improve in 2010, even though Americans rated 2009 as a huge downer. The poll found that nearly three-fourths of Americans think 2009 was a bad year for the country, which was rocked by job losses, home foreclosures, and economic sickness. 42% rated it very bad. That's clearly worse than in 2006, the last time a similar poll was taken. The survey that year found that 58% of Americans felt the nation had suffered a bad year, and 39% considered it a good year. Fewer than half as many people, 16%, said their family had a very good year. In 2009, Fewer than half as many people, 16%, said their family had a very good year in 2009, as said that in 2006. Behind the gloominess, however, are more hopeful views that seem to reflect Americans' traditional optimism or perhaps wishful thinking. Three in five Americans said their own family had a good year in 2009. I think overall my family had a pretty decent year in 2009. Personally, not the greatest. Some 72% of Americans said they're optimistic about what 2010 will bring for the country. Even more are hopeful about what the year will bring for their families. Americans are not optimistic, however, about the nation's two wars. 31% think the situation in Afghanistan will get better, while 67% think it will stay the same or get worse. The results were about the same for Iraq. Given that President Barack Obama took office in 2009 and Democrats hold solid majorities in Congress, perhaps it's not surprising that Dems have a brighter view of the current and coming years than do Republicans. Only 10% of Repubs said 2009 was a good year, compared with about one-third of Democrats and Independents. A robust 87% of Dems are optimistic about what 2010 will bring for the country, compared with just 53% of Republicans and 73% of Independents. People's views of their personal circumstances divide along partisan lines, too. Only 1 in 5 Republicans think their family's finances will improve in 2010, and nearly half of Dems and 40% of independents hold that view. Do you really think that your finances are going to improve in 2010? I'm not so optimistic about that. That number's a little befuddling for me. What do you think about this poll? 303-713-7600. If you'd like to come on in anything that's happened this decade, we'd love to hear about it. What is the number one headline of the last decade? Or what will the 2000s be remembered for? The digital age? That's what I think. The digital age and the Bush years. And the Bush years were some dark years for this country. Like I've said before on this show, my political transformation probably started happening around in 2005. I mean, I started noticing what was going on, you know, in the first few years of the decade. And then when Hurricane Katrina happened, I think that's when it really dawned on me on how big of an idiot this guy was that was running the country. And, you know, we lost science while he was in the office. We were having scientists shut down, talking about what they found in global warming or climate change. You have the war on terror, which we talked about a lot this week, which is a complete farce. And, you know, I think that's what, for Americans anyway, that's what we'll remember the 2000s for, is the Bush years and the technological age, the digital age. I found this one in the Denver Post by Michael Booth and Kevin Simpson. I think it's great. You turn down the satellite radio station blaring in your hybrid Prius in time to hear the voice navigation system command a right turn into the parking lot of the Apple store, which you had Google mapped in hope of buying an iPod. Suddenly, your BlackBerry buzzes that your daughter finally friended you on Facebook. She reminds you to TiVo, American Idol, and Survivor for New Year. She also relays the message that the Botox doc you found on Craigslist can fit you in on Friday, so you'll be looking good for the Monday job interview arranged through Monster.com. Phew, a day or rather a minute filled with buzzwords that didn't exist in America 10 years ago. And we can also throw this one out there. I know I'm totally random. Just have fun with me this morning or else I'll pick a topic and we'll just stick to it. And we can do that as well. But if you'd like to have fun with me, let's do it at 303-713-7600. What's the best invention of the last decade? I'm kind of trapped between two. The DVR, which I think is probably the greatest invention of all time. And Facebook. I know it sounds really lame, but I absolutely love Facebook. It's allowed me to reconnect with lots of old friends. Keeps me up to date on things that are going on in the world as well as new, you know, with news, events that, you know, parties that my friends are having, pictures, photos. So I'm a big Facebook fan. I'm not joined the Twitter generation just yet. And my producer, Erica Kettleson. Morning, Erica.
Good morning, John.
What's your favorite invention of the last decade?
Well, didn't the iPod come out in like 01?
Yeah.
So I would have to go with the iPod because mine has changed my life. I love it so much.
You see, I've not stepped into the iPod world yet either.
Oof.
I've not bought an iPod. You know, there's not one big enough that'll hold all the music I need to put on it.
How much music do you want to put on it?
Like 500 gigs.
Wow. You can get
I have I probably have about 600 gigs of music.
And you know, you can rotate them.
Yeah, you can, but you know, that takes time and effort.
I know.
To like go in and take out what you don't want and then put in the stuff that you do want. My wife bought me an iPod for my birthday in 2008 and I returned it.
Why?
Because I didn't want to step into that world yet.
Oh, you're one of those.
You know, and
people.
I think it was like one of those like 28 gigs, or it was, you know, it was just kind of minimal. Like 10,000 songs isn't enough for me.
Oh my gosh.
You know, because I want to put everything I have in one little thing, and now I have like two external hard drives full of music.
But what are you using now? Like a Discman? You know?
Yeah, I do. I burn it all to discs and then listen to it in my car. That's what I do. I hate technology. Who is with me on that at 303-713-7600? I just hate it. Absolutely hate it. Hate these gaming systems. Hate the new stereo systems, TVs, phones. I can't get anything to work. Computers.
I'm just laughing because you're a technical producer.
No, I am. I know. They call me. That is my title here. Technical producer. TP. I prefer to say toilet paper. We're here to wipe up the doo-doo. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you'd like to comment on this, what is the best invention of the last decade? You think it's the TiVo? The iPod? How about the smartphone? Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. Seems like it's the digital age. So I'd love to get your phone calls at 303-713-7600. I know it's kind of a drag this morning, but let's have fun, man. We can talk about anything you want, honestly. 303-713-7600. Also, throw out an update on what's going on out in the Middle East. Taliban claims a blast that kills 13 Westerners yesterday. It's just becoming more and more of a mess. I'll also play on the other side a little ABC clip. They have the decade in review in 3 minutes. It's actually 3 minutes and 53 seconds. I don't know why they call it in 3 minutes, but it's actually four. But we're going to play that for you. I think it's really good. And that is also up at our website, www.am760.net. It's very interactive this morning. I also put up a couple photos from that email I received yesterday from a listener, Bob, who was getting emails from a Republican friend of these racist photos about Barack Obama. And one was titled, you know, like, the White House has a huge walk-in refrigerator. Check it out. And it has a picture of a guy standing there with stacks and stacks and stacks of watermelons. Extremely racist. And then underneath it said, oh, I know you're laughing. Blah, blah, blah. And then it shows Barack Obama shining Sarah Palin's shoes. So if you have any comments on those photos as well, 303-713-7600, 720. 40 minutes here before 8 o'clock. John Turk filling in for David Sirota. Now Todd Parker fills us in on traffic.
The Denver drive is completely quiet. Everybody's in holiday mode. No construction to get in your way. No accidents or stalls to slow you down. I-25 is looking great to and through the tech center. Same deal on 2 1/4 as you're making that Parker curve. So we're going to take a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, but a little bit chilly with a high of only about 36 degrees. We'll feel a little colder than that when the winds kick up. Currently, it is 14 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM.
Free Ski and Snowboard Rentals is Denver's home of the $9.99 daily ski rental, valid at all Metro Denver locations. Get the Breeze Basic Sport Ski Rental Package for only $9.99 per day. Reserve now online at skirentals.com. Breeze, home of the $9.99 ski rental.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. For example, the holiday snowshoe baseball tournament here in Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin, where all the players wear snowshoes and red Santa hats. Oh, excuse me. Can you explain what just happened out there on the field?
Well, I tried to lay a bunt down, yeah. and I thought I'd be safe because, well, I didn't think the pitcher would be able to get to the ball.
Well, why is that?
Well, you know, there's a couple of feet of snow out there, and that ball was buried pretty good. And, you know, usually if you hit a ball and you can't find it, that's an automatic ground rule double.
Really? Well, looks like you lost that bet.
Yeah, and I lost my left snowshoe on the way down to first baseline, too. I'm down to my socks here.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we better get you some warm water.
It is chilly.
Everyone has their favorite holiday tradition. For your Honda dealer, it's Happy Honda Days, when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda models. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days. Hey, did you ever find your snowshoe?
That one might have to wait till spring. Hey, you want to go ice fishing with us later?
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier.
I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
Have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution?
So let that beginning.
And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Erica, forgive me. Is this one of the top songs of the last decade?
Yep, this is Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc.
Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. See, I'm such a loser. I don't know what's hot now and happening now. I try to think that I'm, like, you know, kind of up with pop culture and I know what's happening. But with the music and some of the movie stuff, I guess I'm kind of a loser. Like my album, my top album of the decade didn't even make the Rolling Stone top 100 list.
What one is that?
My top record of the 2000s is the Drive-By Truckers Southern Rock Opera.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I brought it in today, so we may have to play a song or two off of it. You'll see a little stack of CDs over by you.
Mine you'll have heard of, but...
I think you told me this yesterday, and I think it's definitely well-fitting. Give us your top album of the decade.
Top album of the decade, 2004, is Green Day's American Idiot.
Yep. You know what? That makes my top five.
Yeah.
It does make my top five. And, you know, like Radiohead. I'm not a big Radiohead guy, but I know lots of friends of mine are. Three of their albums made the top 50, and I don't even own one of them. I think I have some of it on my hard drive, but I've never listened to Radiohead, so to speak.
I'm not a big radio. I mean, I'm familiar with their singles. But
yeah, that White Elephant, the White Stripes album, Elephant. I think it's in my top five as well.
Yeah.
And so those are, you know, like three of my top five. If you'd like to participate there, we'd love to have you. Let's have some fun this morning. 303-713-7600. Also, want to hear your headlines that made news in the 2000s that you think exemplifies what the 2000s were all about. We had some big controversies in 2009. I'll go through those, and I have a couple calls hanging on. SE and Bob, I'll get you here in just a second, but I do want to play this ABC clip, and they have a little piece they put together. I also put it on the website at am760.net on the David Sirota page, but it's their decade review in 3 minutes, so this is a short one. Then I'll get back to the phones. Let's fill them up at 303-713-7600, but here's ABC's decade in review.
It starts here. New decade. New millennium. New glasses. 2000, that's two. Oh, we're getting a new president. Oh, it's going to be this guy.
Al Gore wins the state of Florida.
Oh, not so fast.
Florida is going to go for Mr. Bush.
Supreme Court calls it for Bush. Katz calls it quits. World survives. 2001, that's two. Oh, the first iPod. Oh, the first Harry Potter movie. And one trying year. September 11th. Pain and perseverance. U.S. invades Afghanistan. We're still there. Anthrax in mail. Enron in Chapter 11. Britney Spears in Crossroads. World survives. 20-02, that's 20.
You don't look like an American Idol.
Ought to be a little nicer, Simon, don't you think?
That was terrible.
Kelly, American Idol crowns first winner. Olympic skating judges crown wrong winners. Run-up to Iraq invasion. Daniel Pearl kidnapped and killed. 2003, that's two. Oh, it's really dark in here.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Oh, he shouldn't have said that. Three reasons to be careful around animals. Roy Horn, Roy Horn, Roy Horn. An awful shock. Shuttle Columbia breaks up over Texas. Shock and awe. U.S. invades Iraq. Saddam Hussein is toppled. Saddam Hussein is captured.
We got him.
2004, pump up the volume. Howard Dean screams. Loses. John Kerry windsurfs. Loses. Abu Ghraib photos emerge. A conservative icon says goodbye. A liberal icon says hello.
There is not a black America and a white America. There's the United States of America.
Red Sox fans have longed to hear it.
One of history's greatest moments.
A world champion.
In one of history's greatest tragedies. Earthquake, tsunami, nearly 200,000 killed. 2005, Penguins march, Cowboys kiss, brides flee. The world loses a pontiff, we lose a legend. A new pope, a new chief justice, a new catastrophe. Katrina hits the Gulf Coast. New Orleans asks for help. The president delivers a doozy.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
2006, Democrats win Congress. Mel Gibson drives drunk. Britney Spears and Kevin Federline split. Who saw that coming? Saddam Hussein executed. Paris Hilton releases CD. World survives. Rosie O'Donnell joins The View.
Big, fat, lesbian, loud Rosie.
World survives.
Everyone deserves a chance.
Barely. 2007. Apple introduces iPhone. Honestly, I can't remember anything else.
2008, election. Iowa likes Obama. Does anyone like Hillary?
Well, that hurts my feelings.
World meets Sarah Palin. Her favorite cosmetic.
Lipstick.
Favorite power tool.
Drill, baby, drill.
AIG tanks. GM tanks. Stock market tanks. Can we recover?
Yes, we can.
Obama wins. 2009, Sully saves plane, Captain Phillips saves ship. Tea parties, town halls, and bears, oh my! Tea parties, town halls, and bears, oh my! Summer of Sorrow, the King of Pop, the Lion of the Senate, the Crown Prince of Kellermans. Decade nearly over, nothing much to worry about. War in Afghanistan, unemployment at 10%, healthcare in crisis, Tiger in turmoil. The aughts come to a close. Ought to be worried? Ought to be nervous? Fear not. We still have Oprah, at least for now.
All right, and that was ABC. Thank you for that piece. If you'd like to comment on that, 303-713-7600. What do the 2000s mean to you? What will they be remembered for by Americans? 303-713-7600. Also, taking any calls, greatest invention of the last 10 years, greatest song of the last decade, greatest album of the last decade. Come on, let's have some fun, people. It's like pulling teeth here. Would you rather talk about the war on terror again? I'm kind of sick of doing that after 3 days, even though it's very important. 303-713-7600. Is this SC in Minnesota?
Hello?
Hello. What's your name, sir?
SC,
what's up?
Not much. As far as our inventions are concerned, I think Wi-Fi and or Bluetooth has got to be up there with the greatest ones because, I mean, they simplified pretty much how we send, you know, media.
Right.
To friends and family. So I just wanted to...
Wi-Fi, yeah, it allows us to not cruise around without the wires and get on the Internet and connect with the world.
Yep, do a lot of stuff. And Bluetooth, like, pretty much lets you connect your computer with, you know, printers and all that stuff, you know, without cables. So,
yeah, man.
You got to be up there.
You got it. SC, where are you listening to us? SC, where are you listening in Minnesota right now? Where are you from?
I'm originally from West Africa, but I've been in Minnesota for 5 years.
We're at Minnesota. My wife's from Minnesota.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's from
here?
Yeah, she's from there, a little town.
Okay, I live in Bloomington.
You live in Bloomington? Okay.
Yeah, outside of Minneapolis.
Is it cold up there right now?
Yeah, it's about 2 degrees right now.
Oh, jeez, man. Well, hey, Essie, I appreciate the phone call, and stay warm and go Minnesota Vikings.
Hopefully we'll beat
them. Need to turn it around. Yeah. They need to get in there, man, and do some damage. I don't know if they can handle the Saints, though.
We'll take care of business once we get into the playoffs.
You got it, man. Essie, thanks for the call, man. Have a great new year, okay?
Thank you.
Happy 2010. 303-713-7600. Bob in Denver, you're next up. I want you to hold on just a minute. Let's fill these lines up or else we can play some MacArthur's Park all morning long if you'd rather hear that. Or else I can throw out some really boring stories and talk about that. We can also talk about medical marijuana if you'd rather just go topics. We can do that. Just trying to have some fun here. The last day of the 2000s, last day of 2009. Anything you want to say about this year or the last decade, I'm taking phone calls at 303-713-7600. 732, Bob, you're next. Got some open lines. And Todd Parker, what's happening with traffic right now?
Northbound I-25, getting a little busier in the tech center, starting right around Dry Creek as you're making your way towards Orchard, but no significant delays. May add a minute, maybe even two, onto your drive as you're coming in from the south. Other than that, it's a decent trip around the metro. Checking on the other speedometers, 6th Avenue looking great. No problems to report on 225 or on 76. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high of about 36 degrees, currently 15. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford, you buy one, but you get two. That's right. Buy any 08 Explorer or Expedition at the Freeway, you also get an 04 Focus. Act now while supplies last. Only at the Freeway at I-25 and Evans. Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine or at cheaperfords.com.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are 5 for just $20. Choose from Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Eagle Eye, Defiance, and more. Previously viewed DVDs, 5 for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
The rehab girl, isn't it?
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. Is this, what song is this one?
You Know I'm No Good.
You Know I'm No Good. Yeah, she's definitely fun, man. Amy Winehouse got a great voice. A little crazy, though.
A little scandalous.
She'd be fun to party with. Just kidding.
Or scary to party with.
Yeah. One of the two of you go to jail, you'd have a really, really, really good time. Your favorite songs of the last decade. I want to, you know, what do you think of this Rolling Stone list? Gnarls Barkley, Crazy, gets their number one. And I'll just run through their top ten real quick, and then, Bob, I'm coming to you. Don't go anywhere. Number two, Jay-Z, 99 Problems in a ain't one of them. Beyonce, featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. Outkast's Hey Ya. God, that song annoys me. You know the Hey Ya song? We'll play it at some point, and then that'll make you turn the dial faster than I will. MIA, Paper Planes, don't know that one. White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Maps, Amy Winehouse, Rehab, U2, Beautiful Day, number 9, and Eminem, Stan, number 10. You know what, I got to think about that. The Eminem album, I want to say the Marshall Mathers EP is probably my favorite Eminem album. That came out this decade, so that'd probably make my top five as well. I love Eminem. But I'm all over the map. Like I said, the Drive-By Truckers, Southern Rock Opera is my top album of the last 10 years. What's yours? 303-713-7600. Trying to get this going, people. If not, you know, we're going to switch over and talk about medical marijuana, which I'm fine with at 8 o'clock. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Good morning, Bob. You're on AM760 with John Turk.
Yeah, happy New Year. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I can't play golf.
I know. I tell you what, this year has really sucked as far as golf's concerned, too. I've maybe played like a handful of times, 10 times.
I know. We played once, remember?
Yep. It was a good time.
By the way, I'm going to Carlsbad. I hope they don't have any quakes down there in January.
I hope not. Yeah.
But anyway, I want to tell you, and I'll send you a link on it. I'll send you a way to maybe find it. But to me, the most momentous thing that was really done in the last 10 years is the deciphering of the human genome. And I'll tell you why that's important, because I saw one of the most mind-boggling things on Nova last week about evolution and DNA, and they're actually cracking exactly how DNA works, and what it's going to lead to is if you have a bad heart in the future, they'll grow you a new one.
You know, medical advancements are definitely going to be on the rise here in the next decade. Like you said, the Human Genome Project.
I'll send you an email about this thing on Nova. It is so mind-boggling. They actually debunk everything, the creationists, you know, everything. That debunks everything, every complaint about evolution. They have found the missing link. They have found a transitional fossil that shows that we're actually related to a fish 365 million years ago.
No way. The Earth isn't that old, Bob. You're kidding me.
You know. But anyway, it's really interesting. I mean, I was watching that thing. It's like, I cannot believe that I'm seeing this, because it is so far-reaching, and they actually have a company right now that actually is working on trying to figure out a technology to grow new body parts.
I know. We talked about that, I think, when we played golf.
I'll tell you.
And it's like, you know, I hope we find a cure for cancer in the next 10 years.
But they actually
That'd be really, the goal.
Totally understanding how DNA works and how to actually do things with it.
Right.
So anyway, that's to me. But you're going to find that your kids will be able to live to be 150.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. With all the science I've studied through the years, and I've been following this DNA thing for 20 years now, it's just since they started the genome project, and it's kind of like, I mean, I was telling the doctor when my mother-in-law had a stroke that one day most stroke patients would walk out of the hospital, that they would be able to patch the damaged part of the brain and regrow brain cells, and they would actually rehabilitate a person almost back to where they have nothing wrong with them.
Right.
And he didn't believe me, and actually I've seen things along that area where actually they can do things now. They can they've actually treated some strokes by putting stents in and intervening in ways that a person had no damage. It's kind of very early, but the thing of it is, you're gonna, by the time you're my age, you're gonna be able to, God, play golf until you're 99 and probably hit it at
300 yards.
Huh?
Right. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Have a nice New Year.
Hey, thanks, and same to you, Bob. 303-713-7600. I'm kind of fearful as well as the next decade. You know, we've kind of seen this digital age boom here in the last 10 years. And as I look into the next, or the upcoming years, and I talked about this, I think, on Tuesday when we talked about the full-body scanners, I think the privacy is going to be a thing of the past, complete thing of the past. Do you agree with me? I mean, you know, they had this controversy about the TVs, that there's like little cameras in them that can watch what you do or see who's in the room. And right now they're not saying it's about a privacy issue to spy on you, but it's more about advertising and consumerism. And basically, the belief is, and it's a conspiracy, but I'd like to find out the truth about this. Do these new TVs, this big, you know, they have the TV switchover this year, do they all have little cameras in them so they can see who's in the room to fit advertising for whoever happens to be watching that television? I think that's going to be happening. You see these full-body scanners popping up in airports. How about these GPS things, like the Garmin? I got my wife a Garmin for Christmas. And, you know, it's like they know where you're at. They know where you're at all times. We had that reporter on earlier this month with David Sirota from Wired who tried to disappear in this digital age and couldn't do it. Somebody found him. Are you fearful of technology? I am. And maybe that's just a lame phobia, but I'm definitely fearful that we are going to be losing our privacy in the next 10 years. 303-713-7600. Do you have another call here? Let's take it. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Hey, Bob. Bob, you with me?
I'm with you, John.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, great show. Glad you're getting your time in here, buddy.
Well, I'm having a good time. I'm trying to have some fun this morning, but it doesn't look like very many people want to play. But that's all right. I can talk and talk and talk.
They may be, the timing may be.
Everybody's on vacation, I think. Everybody has today off, and I'm working. Me and Erica are working. It sucks.
Hey, I saw that thing on the body scanners. You were talking about the full scanners.
Uh-huh.
And one woman commented, and I have to echo her comment. She says, I'd rather be scanned alive than have them do it after the crash and when I'm dead.
Yeah, you know, and that's the point to be made. You know, my brother, and, you know, I think I came out on Tuesday and said, I'm against these things. And, you know, I don't want to give up my privacy or let people see my wife or my children naked. But, you know, my brother kind of made it real simple. Put it this way. Hey, if I'm going to get into a tube and be flying across the country, I want to know that everybody in there is safe.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It does make sense to me. And I might have made a reversal on my stance on the naked scanners.
Well, and you think a lot of it is caused by these goofy terrorists, okay? And this is, it's a stage of development. They have to get through it and they have to realize it, you know. Let's go back a little bit in history. How many people put up with the Catholic Church, Holy Inquisition, for 350 years?
Yeah.
Where they went out and did a lot, you know, a lot more along the same line of burning people at the stake and everything else, and they did it for religious reasons.
Yeah.
They even called it holy.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, there's always going to be fundamentalists of any religion, you know.
Right.
It's like there's some Christians that want to blow up abortion clinics, you know.
Sure. But, I mean, the world saw 350 years of that. 350 years before common sense came in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the nut jobs here that want their 76 virgins or whatever the heck they're after, you know.
Right.
And those are the fanatical nut jobs, you know. And I think, like you said, privacy is gone.
Is privacy a thing of the past as we enter this new decade?
I think so.
I think so. I don't feel like, you know, I'm sitting there watching my TV last night, laying on my bed in my underwear. God, does that paint an ugly picture. Sorry, everybody. But, you know, and I'm looking at the TV, and I've heard these reports of, you know, that there's little cameras in your TV watching what you do. And I'm like, man, if they're watching me right now, this has got to look disgusting. I'm just sitting there in my underwear eating some, you know, peanut M&Ms.
Well, you know, John, when we had the fire, Remember, we had reverse 911 where they can call you and let you know there was a fire. So there's a good side of that.
Yeah, that's true. So, and I get that. You know, there's a bear at my daughter's school, like running around her school. It's a couple months ago. And we got a call saying, you know, the school's in lockdown. There's been a bear reported in the area. And, you know, you should stay in your house, too, if you live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reverse 911 stuff. What's your favorite invention of the last decade, Bob?
Oh, I have to go along with some of the people today with the Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
Wi-Fi.
Technology is here to stay, John.
Yeah, it really is, man, and it scares the hell out of me. It seems like you got to buy something new every 2 years just to replace what you bought, you know?
Yeah,
it's like this Windows 7. You know, like now I got to go out and get Windows 7 for my home computer.
Yeah, but everybody's on computer. Everybody's wired
in. Everybody is wired in.
I think the thing that's nice is that with my brothers and sisters now, I send Christmas cards with email. I have these e-cards. And they're
yeah,
wonderful.
You know, I
here in Boulder. Oh, they got
I didn't send Christmas cards out either this year.
No,
Bob, I said that, you know, I want to save the environment, which, I am. I'm all about going green. I think that's something good that's happened in the last 10 years.
I think
people are becoming aware of what's going on with the environment and climate change, and people are really starting to kind of pay attention to what they do and how they affect global climate.
And, yeah, and they have intelligence enough to seek out the ones that are against it are the, you know, the BSers.
Yeah.
The liars. I just think, you know, yeah, if you get on the local stuff, what's going on, this thing yesterday with this goofy caldera and the Republicans trying to go by state now with amendments to the Constitution to hack at the...
hack at the healthcare reform. Yeah.
My God. It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, man, and...
Where were they when we elected officials, where were those 38 or 39? No, they were going to pull the same thing on Obama that the Republicans pulled on Clinton. Oh, we'll dash him down. This will be the end of him. And it just backfired in their face. And that's it. I'm waiting for 2010, 2012, John. I'm going to attend any Republican convention anywhere and put up big signs. Who are the guys that voted for the people, or who are the ones that voted for big interest when it came to health care?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to blow up in their face.
It is. Yeah, it's disappointing. We'll see what happens. That's the big thing for 2010. When is all this stuff going to be enacted, and what's it going to look like once it gets through the House? So we'll find out, Bob. Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year. You guys have done a great job.
Hey, thank you very much. We'll do the same in 2010. Appreciate it. Let's take another one real quick. Debbie in Westminster. Boyd and Jeff, hang on. Hey, Debbie.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, your friend that called and said that we're going to have all this great technology for medical.
Uh-huh.
I think that's awesome. It's just the United States isn't going to be able to take advantage of it unless we're super rich, it looks like. Or you have to move to another country where you can get
it. Or unless the AMA doesn't want it. They want, you know, and I'm like I said, I'm a skeptic. Maybe the AMA wants sick people.
It's pretty sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I wish I could figure out a way and afford to move to another country. I'm so disappointed.
Where would you go, Debbie?
I think I'd go to Mexico. I'm just familiar with it, and they have some beautiful places there. And they're trying to do some progressive things there, actually.
Is that right? Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah.
It might be someplace better, but it'd have to be someplace warm.
Yeah, I'd like to go someplace warm, too.
And I love America, but I'm just disappointed.
What's the most telling headline of the last 10 years, Debbie, in America? What are the 2000s be remembered for?
I don't know. 9/11.
9/11
has to be the biggest thing, at least in my memory.
That we're no longer safe, or is it just the beginning of the war on terror?
More of our rights being taken away than ever before.
NSA listening to your phone calls. Now these full body scanners.
Yeah,
pat downs really at airports.
Scary. Yeah, it's very scary. No respect for human life in this country as far as human beings anymore.
Right.
No common sense. It's pretty frightening.
It is pretty frightening. You want to take a stab at any of these side topics here, like what's your favorite album of the last 10 years or favorite song, or do you not have one?
You know, I don't have one, and all I practically watch anymore is documentaries.
Documentaries. What's your favorite documentary of the last 10 years? Go ahead and give me that, because we've gone through some films this year.
Oh, gosh. My son shows documentaries. He has Argus Fest, and I bet you there's over 2,000. In Debt.
In Debt We Trust, right?
It's really good. some of the Michael Moore ones. At least he has some humor in with it.
Yeah, Sicko's got to be up there.
Around a little. Yeah, Sicko's great. And he even has, like, The Awful Truth.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are pretty funny. There's just so many. It's just amazing what this country has done through the past 30, 40 years to other countries. It just breaks your heart. And I see it happening here on a smaller scale and slower, where the corporations are controlling everything, and it's frightening.
Right. And, I mean, I think the last 10 years can kind of be remembered as the corporatization of America, but that's been going on, I think, for probably 40, 50 years.
Right.
But it's really become, like, blatantly in your face, like, hey, we're about corporations. That's what America's about. And we had so much hope, I think, in last year when we elected Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You know, and now it seems like a lot of that hope is gone.
I know.
And that's just where I'm at. And I don't, you know, I don't want to blame Barack Obama. I just think maybe he didn't surround himself with the right people.
Exactly. But he would know that, I would think. He's very bright.
Yeah.
And it makes me pretty sad as well that it does seem hopeless. And I almost wonder if his life isn't so threatened, but seriously threatened. Like, what made him change? I don't want to think that he intentionally kind of turned.
Right. Well, I've had this thought for a while. I think that the president is just a figurehead of what goes on in the Senate and Congress. And, you know, Dick Cheney ran the White House the previous 8 years. Not, you know, not George W. Bush.
Boy, that's the truth.
Well, so, yes, it's scary. Yeah, no doubt. He is Darth Vader. Well, hey, Debbie, I appreciate the phone call very much. I hope you call me again, okay?
I sure will. You have a wonderful new year.
You too. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock here. Jeff, Scott, we have a couple open lines as well, 303-713-7600. We're going to get everybody in. I don't have any guests lined up this morning. I haven't had any all week. I go a little differently than David Sirota does. So we're just going to take your calls on the year in review, the decade in review, and take your phone calls at 303-713-7600. Let's step aside for a short time out. We'll also talk to Michael Spear, Executive VP at Presidential Brokerage here in just a couple minutes. First, Todd Parker in traffic.
Northbound I-25, getting a little busier in the tech center, starting right around Dry Creek as you're making your way towards Orchard, but no significant delays. May add a minute, maybe even two, onto your drive as you're coming in from the south. Other than that, it's a decent trip around the metro. Checking on the other speedometers, 6th Avenue looking great. No problems to report on 225 or on 76. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high of about 36 degrees, currently 15. I'm Todd Parker.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier.
I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
Have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution?
So let the beginning.
And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series on Rocky Mountain PBS. Which news stories defined 2009? And what effect did they have on Colorado and the nation? A panel of Colorado journalists share their thoughts on the confounding, serious, and surprising stories of the year. And which ones will make their mark on the new year? The discussion happens on Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Weigh in anytime at rmpbs.org. Watch Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:53, now it's time to talk to our good friend who's been here all year long with us, giving us the money news. Michael, good morning. Happy New Year's Eve to you, buddy.
Happy New Year's Eve to you, JT. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. Just trying to have a little fun this morning. You have any big plans for the night?
I'm going to lay low tonight. I'm happy that my grandson's in town. I'm going to see him this evening, Tyler, where I'll spend a little New Year's Eve with him and get him downtown, show him some fireworks and, you know, just kind of hang out with family. That's what we're doing.
Excellent. Well, I want to take this time to thank you very much for being a sponsor of ours. You're one of our greatest friends here on the station, and I just want to thank you for another year of support.
Well, the feeling is mutual. You guys have done a great job of supporting us, and all the KKZM listeners have been calling us and getting on top of their finances, so we're excited about that and happy to have been part of the team for this last year and look forward to 2010 doing great things. Unlike, I just heard a couple of your last callers talking, and poor lady is scared and concerned. And
oh, no, I don't want to instill fear in the next couple of hours, but I may do that.
Well, you know, that'll be a good thing to sign off 2009 with, because I think 2010 needs to be a year where the radio hosts have to do what they do. You've got a job to do, and that is to bring the news, and sometimes it's not negative, or sometimes it's not positive, sometimes it can be construed as negative. But we as Americans and U.S. citizens need to get off our butts and stop whining and sniveling and complaining about what a terrible place it is. If you think it's that terrible, go someplace else. But
right, yeah, she wanted to go to Mexico.
Well, you know, hey, go. But, you know, we got along fine before they were here. We'll get along fine after. But I really wish they would stay and get a positive attitude. Certainly don't deny that we have problems. We have problems, we have issues, and we need to face them head on. But as Americans, we really don't do anything great until we start to act. Yeah, really act and stop complaining and stop wallowing and stop saying, I'm scared and angry. No, we're excited about Americans and about where Americans typically go and what we do with our problems. And that'll turn us around, I think.
Yeah, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution, right, Michael?
That's right. Complaining, you tell me what complaining gets you.
I love it. And briefly, man, if you could just, how do you think the day is going to end? How are we going to end this year in the markets?
The markets will be, I think, pretty nondescript. They've been pretty flat. The traders mostly are gone. And really today's and even yesterday's actions is really all not that important, because very little volume. So
yeah,
the real action will start into the first year.
All right, we'll see. And I guess the next time we'll talk to you will be Monday, January 4th, when David Sirota's back. So, again, thank you for your support this year. And the number at Presidential Brokerage, talk to any of the team members there at 303-694-1600. They'll get your finances straight for the coming year. And we hope to have things turned around for 2010, right?
There you go. We certainly do. We have a positive and excited attitude at Presidential Brokerage for the future.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you in 2010.
All right, JT. You too, buddy. Thanks for your friendship.
All right, man. See you.
Bye-bye.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off a pair of tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
You having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a ain't one. I got the rap patrol.
All right. I know it's really lame, but I actually do like this song. Jay-Z, 99 problems and a ain't one of them. Jay-Z's pretty good, actually. I do like my Jay-Z. Anyway, I'm going to fit in one more phone call. I have full lines, but I want everybody to hang on if I don't get to you. I'm going to come right back to you after top of the hour news. So just lost John in Glendale. Give me a call back, John. Jeff in Arvada, you're next up. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, John. How goes it?
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
Good.
I was calling in on a security issue we were talking about earlier.
I only got about a minute, so if I don't fit you, if you don't get it all in, I'll carry over, okay?
That's cool. No, I was, I'm less concerned about full body scans, things, you know, regarding planes, because planes travel across state and international boundaries, and they carry a collective. They don't carry individuals. So you're choosing to go on the plane. I don't want them in my home. That's another thing entirely.
Right.
But when I choose to go on a plane and go into another country, there's a certain level of security that concerns beyond me. It's for everybody on the plane.
Yeah.
So your individual rights, I think, waver when you give them up to go on a plane.
Yeah, that security trumps.
But my bigger concern is the things I'm seeing, and it isn't just because it's Obama and the Democrat Congress.
I got 30 seconds. Is that enough time, or do you want to hold through news, Jeff? Yeah. Can you hold through news?
Yeah, I can hold through.
All right, hang through, man. I'll come right back to you. I also got another caller, Scott Westminster, hanging on. Two open lines, 303-713-7600. Trying to have some fun this morning. Favorite albums of the last decade? Favorite song of the last decade? Headlines are telling of what the 2000s were all about. Let's fill them up, people. I'll get you all in here in the next segment. 303-713-7600-758. CBS News is next. I'm John Turk, in for David Sirota.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive. President Obama is about to get the report he demanded on what went wrong when a young Nigerian got on board an airplane to Detroit with explosives that he nearly detonated.
That White House-mandated intelligence review is not going to be pretty. 8 years after the attack on America, it's still very clear there are dangerous gaps the terrorists are working to exploit.
That's CBS News correspondent Bob Orr in Washington.
Now the FBI is working to find out if Abdul Muttalib's attack was just part of a broader plot. We have to say so far there's no evidence of that, but this latest security failure begs the question, what don't we know?
Security officials in Yemen just said the alleged terrorist's visa to study in that Arabian country had expired, and he should have been stopped by authorities when he flew out of Yemen early this month. Online writers who got hold of details of aviation security being modified or being leaned on by federal authorities. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports.
The TSA is trying to find out who leaked a secret security memo to a pair of bloggers.
I published the information after I was able to verify the information was real, but I could never verify the source who sent it to me.
Steve Frischling says two agents came to his home and forced him to hand over his laptop. He says they threatened to disrupt his gig with KLM Royal Dutch Airlines. Memo he posted was written after the attempted attack on Christmas Day and outlined new security procedures that would be apparent to travelers. Peter King, CBS News.
Upbeat news about the economy. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits fell to its lowest level in a year and a half. And the number continuing to claim benefits also fell more than economists expected, including Nigel Galt.
I think what we're finding now is that firms are thinking, well, we cut back very, very sharply in preparation for the worst. Maybe we didn't need to lay off quite so many people, and we can now actually start bringing some of them back.
The radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh has spent the night in a hospital while on vacation in Hawaii. CBS News correspondent Chip Reed is there.
Paramedics responded to a call at the Kahala Hotel in Honolulu at 2:41 p.m. and took Limbaugh to Queens Medical Center. Limbaugh was listed in serious condition when he arrived at the hospital.
Limbaugh is 58 years old. His website says he had chest pains, but now is resting comfortably. In Sydney, Australia, midnight struck 2 hours ago.
Hi! Happy New Year!
The usual fireworks in Asia. We'll hear about celebrations in Europe in the hours ahead. Then here in the U.S., protecting tonight's throngs in Times Square, New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly.
We'll have several thousand police officers, most in uniform, some not in uniform. We'll have our dogs. We'll have our, what we call our counterterrorism overlay. Lots of detection equipment.
Some snow expected there. The stock market on its final day of the year is mixed. Half an hour into the trading day, the Dow Jones down 14 points. This entire year, the Dow up 20%, and NASDAQ with tech stocks up 45%. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. with basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin to Go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single-dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin to Go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin to Go. Pure Robitussin Relief to Go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
Part of a CBS Radio News series on food stamps.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. An Arapahoe County judge has cleared the way for the Catamart Medical Marijuana Dispensary in Centennial to reopen. The city had argued that Catamart violated federal laws, but the judge said federal law does not trump the Colorado Constitution. Attorney Robert Hoban represented Catamart.
What we're looking at, and most importantly, is that a city cannot ban this type of use. It can zone it, but it can't ban it.
Zoning may be the next step for the city of Centennial. It says Catamart's business does not fit the zoning for its current location. Police in Thornton are still trying to sort out what happened at a software firm yesterday when one man was shot and killed and another was seriously injured. This witness spoke to our partners at 9 News.
It looked like a parade coming down the street. There must have been at least 30 SWAT members.
The owner of the business, Rex Fowler, is reported in critical condition. It's not clear what his relationship was to the dead man or what led to the shooting. In sport, the Avs beat the Ottawa Senators last night 4-3. Today, they play the Red Wings in Detroit. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a two-car accident. It's at 120th and Federal. Now, as far as the highway drive goes, we're seeing excellent speeds all around Denver. 10 to 15 minutes is all it will take as you're traveling either direction at 225 between I-70 and I-25. 36, decent shape. Speeds are hitting the 50s and 60s as you're making your way past Wadsworth. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 36 degrees today, as well as sunny skies. Getting chilly in the overnight when the clouds roll in as the low drops down to 15. Currently, it is 19 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or